Okay. Bart, you had a very brief agenda put together. I think we're all here.
Yeah, that's if everybody's there, then it's fairly simple. I think, say, we discussed last, say, I think about 4 weeks ago, isn't it? It's, say, the topics for discussion. I think it's now a matter of detailing these topics and who's going to take the lead on it in order to avoid any surprises.
Well, since this is Ron, Art.
Hi, Ron.
And, hi. I think this was a CCNSO initiative, although it's reminiscent of some years back when ALAC took up the idea of cross-community work in local communities, and we were talking about education at that time, and ALAC has followed through on that, and we've now got the academy that ICANN seems to have taken over. But since I think CCNSO started this particular issue in the latest intimation of it, that you as the senior staff member for CCNSO should begin and manage the meeting.
Sorry, I don't understand what you're saying, Ron. To my knowledge, this initiative started from ALAC. We had complaints from ALAC around the concern of this meeting. Then last time, say, in a joint call, we came up with some topics. The only thing I've done until now is record what we've done, so I don't understand what you're saying. This was configured as a joint group to set the agenda.
Okay. This is since the original meeting? Don't forget, I wasn't in Buenos Aires, so...
No, this is a follow-up from... You were involved in all the email threats relating to this. So we had some concerns from Maureen on the email list, and it was clear at the time there was a bit of miscommunication about the setup of this group. From the CCNSO, we have Katrina and we have Margarita. From ALAC, we have Cheryl and Maureen, and then you, Ron, as say the CC and appointed ALAC liaison. We are here for staff, we are facilitating, so I don't understand what you're saying, Ron.
All right. I thought you were saying that the first item on the agenda is to determine who is going to manage the meeting or start the meeting. Is that not correct?
No, I was saying we had, say, the previous meeting and previous call, we had topics. Yeah. We defined topics. My suggestion as such was to say, okay, let's run through the topics and let's think through how are we going to present it and who's going to present it, because last time in Buenos Aires, that was one of the criticisms that was vented.
Okay. So when you say who is going to present it, you mean item one that you suggested and which I agree with is the introduction and welcome. Is this question now who is going to make that introduction and welcome?
That's in principle, yes, and my suggestion would be the two chairs, But that's, say, run through all the items.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan, Bart. Cheryl here. I think it's a well-honed tradition that these meetings are sort of co-managed, in inverted commas, by the two chairs or two most appropriate individuals for doing it, and I think Olivier would certainly want to have his finger on the pulse of this, I must say. I'm assuming the same would be said for your esteemed leader.
Yes.
So So that's what
I agree. I agree with that too, about that. And Cheryl.
Okay. So that's easy. One thing I did want to ask, though, being a lunchtime event, would it be appropriate for us to gather, get whatever we're having, be it a box lunch or whatever, and then take our seats and then start? So sort of just have a little housekeeping time allocated to begin with?
Yes, I thought that was the idea that, like we discussed last time. What I recall is we start at 12:30, it runs until 2, but effectively, say, first half hour is around, say, more informal and having the lunch, and then stop, say, around 10 minutes to 2 in order to allow the participants to go to other rooms and other venues.
Yeah, but thank you. Thanks, Bart. Cheryl again. And that's really important for two reasons. First of all, I think whilst that need not necessarily be stated on the public agenda, it does need to be clearly transmitted to the participants.
Yeah.
And it also is important for our timing as working out how much allocation we have for each of these topics. We're actually running with a mere, let's plan for a 50 to 55 minute agenda.
Yeah.
Great, thanks. Sorry, just me being my usual, fussy butt self.
No, that's precisely the intent of this meeting. Is that's awesome, isn't it?
To exercise my excessive attention to detail and protocol.
Yeah. They don't have to do it during the meeting.
Okay. So the intro and welcome, we're only going to spend no more than 3 to 5 minutes on that. But are you planning on doing a round robin around the table, or just a general spot from both the chairs? And asking that people introduce themselves when they speak the first time.
I think that's the easiest way, because, say, at Buenos Aires, we did a round robin, and probably during the meeting, say, as it my guess is there will be remote participation, is people will introduce themselves anyway.
Yes, so we will probably have it have it recorded and transcribed, as everything the large advisory committee does is taken down and held against you in at least 3 languages. So that's tongue in cheek for this record. I just want you to note, transcribers. otherwise, I'll be in trouble. Don't want to get the languages services upset with me. That would be a terrible thing indeed. We encourage the chairs to not ask for a round robin. So we might need to give them a briefing. I mean, they're perfectly capable of introducing themselves and their organisational subsets, but to mention that if we can all just give ourselves a quick introduction for the first time we speak, that would be good.
Yeah. Note it.
Okay. Oh, God, can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. Just to make mention about the in inverted commas criticism that came from ALAC. Be assured, it was really from a particular area and of ALAC, and I think it was just I don't know what experiences have been had in the past, but this person really wanted that to be highlighted, and it wasn't. Don't shoot the messenger.
No, I didn't.
Maureen, believe me, Bart understands working with the idiosyncrasies of some interesting and entertaining and demanding individuals, and I'm sure He can probably give you a few pointers.
It wasn't Cheryl or me.
Bart might give you some in-service training on how to look as if you're bending over backwards for someone but telling them to quietly get back in their box. Because Bart's actually very good at that.
Thank you, Bart. That would be very much appreciated.
Sorry, darling. I should have run interference. I wasn't aware that that was coming down the pipeline till it arrived, Bart. But anyway, we're doing the right thing this time, so let's get on with it.
Yeah.
Joint work groups.
Now, I think, say, the first topic was, say, as we discussed, was the a bit about the CCTLDs and a bit about the ALSs. Just a few minutes so people really understand in the room, because I think there is a bit of a misunderstanding on both ends, say, on the CC end, on what the role and function of the ALSs is and how they could assist CCs, and the other way around the diversity of CCTLDs.
Yeah, now this is one where I'm wondering whether, in terms of who could introduce it, because what I'm assuming here, we're not looking for presentations, we're looking for introduction, seeding of a conversation, and then a dialogue and discourse. Am I correct in that?
Mm. Yeah, but probably it's as a start off, it's good so people do understand where the CCNSO fits in with regard to CCTLDs, because probably, say, we've seen it in other meetings as well, there is a bit of a misunderstanding about the role of the CCNSO Council and the role of the CCNSO.
Yeah. I wonder if then I mean, to some extent, we could go back to the chairs for that, but I did wonder whether or not perhaps yourself and Heidi, as sort of senior staff harbingers of all things under your control, might not be able to give a very quick and straight off the corporate playbook couple of definitions without getting lost in, you know, bylaw X, Y, and Z.
No, yes. Or maybe say one or the two, say like maybe Katrina, if you want to do it.
Well, because there was part two to what I wanted to say. Because once you'd had the high level, what is, well, actually, for the ALAC, I would be suggesting you remind them what a CCTLD operator is, and then say, of those, and from whence they can come, this many happen to be members of the CCNSO, oh, and the CCNSO Council is, and sort of do it that way, and Heidi could do the same from an ALAC perspective, which is a very structural, or should I say functional and structural.
Yes, and I think, Cheryl, what is basically the idea, and this is where it becomes more interesting, is the structural element is fairly simple, but to understand the policy roles of CCs versus the policy role of the CCNSO. And
so
that's one.
The local,
sorry?
Versus the local
versus global, yeah.
Absolutely. So, and once we dived into the local versus global, that's where I wondered if, and that I think where our conversation might get started. But I wondered if we might use some of the definitional work that's come out of the framework of interpretation, where it then starts talking about significantly interested parties, which of course our CCNSO folk will clearly understand, and if they can identify that an important subset of their local internet community, and indeed a big lump of their significant interested parties, may very well reside in this network called the VAT large structures, they might see a value proposition in paying attention.
But maybe that's something, say, that's something to raise during the conversation. I think what is, say, what I see and what I hear is that a lot of people even don't understand the difference in policy remits. Before we even go down the path of who is involved in defining policies and who is involved in say, the delegation, redelegation process, because that's just a specific part of it. Say, if you go down the policy part where everything is, assuming everything goes well with the CCTLD, again, there is a role for the local internet community and maybe significantly interested parties, but at least local stakeholders.
Absolutely. I wonder then if this could be managed in a joint way for its 10 minutes, and if we just listed yourself and Heidi and the chairs in terms of introduction and sort of take, do you think it would take 2 minutes each or... So a total of.
The introduction is fairly simple, but I think it's say the CCNSO's got 148 members and 18 councillors. That's it.
Yep.
But I don't need to do it. It's far more interesting to have, say, somebody like Katrina or somebody else to allude a little bit on the local versus global, and maybe even the comparison between the CCs and GTLDs.
Yeah, that'd be very useful.
Yeah, it's Katrina here.
I think you might need to increase the amount of time if you're going to go that pathway.
Yeah, maybe we should, because I think this will definitely, and we skip one other, and we say that the main one is internet governance for Singapore, but at least in order to create, say, momentum for next meeting, there needs to be a shared understanding what each other's roles are and how CCs link with the CCNSO and what is their own remit.
Yes, it's Katrina here. May I say something?
You're
discussing so passionately, so... I think that, first of all, Cheryl, you know us very well, so you're talking from your perspective.
I'm not your target audience, you see. That's
exactly, yes. What I noticed during our meeting in Buenos Aires and judging from comments we received afterwards, many people in the room, they have no idea that one size does not fit all in case of CCTLD. So we really must explain the basics, that we are so different, we come from, well, different in size, different the ways we operate and so on. Yeah, we do follow some of their best practices when we try to follow them, but we're really so different.
Mm-hmm.
And before we start talking about high-level things like delegation, redelegation, or something, anything, we really have to explain the basics because, well, the questions that were asked by some members of ALEC, they really show that there's no understanding of what we are. So we really have to start with this very short presentation about CCTLDs and CCNSO and What does it mean for CCTLDs and what CCNSO means for CCTLDs? Not all of them, of course. But.
Sure.
Bob,
is that the case? Could we switch the order in the topics you've listed for discussion and bring that presentation on the diversity of CCTLD roles, et cetera, up?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah,
maybe
it's a good idea.
Maybe allocate it 20 minutes. Do you think, Katrina? Ten minutes for presentation and introductory work.
Yes.
And in a perfect world, another 10 for discussion and discourse.
Yeah, well, it sounds fair.
Hi.
Of course, I bet that it will take more because I'm sure that there will be questions. But We're still can plan 10 and 10.
Yeah. So, Katrina, if you were going to lead the CCNSO side of the presentation, I'd be wanting to put Maureen first as sort of name as trying to take control of any ALS style introduction, and prevail upon her to keep it simple and little more than responsive on a few points to the highlights you've raised. So, for example, treat it a little bit like a reaction in a debate. So every time you've raised an important point, if she was to, before we move into conversation mode, raise a couple of observations comparing what at large might be, unsure about, and just to bring home the points. Would that be a way forward?
Yes, I think it's
Hi, Cheryl and others. This is Maureen here. I agree totally that the ALS and SETI TLD issue and explaining what they are and what's involved and all that sort of stuff is really important for this introductory session, and so that we can perhaps plan and propose to them over the next couple of meetings what we plan to do there, so that they know there's some continuity. But before, as you say, before we can even begin to go on to what, like what we plan to do, people have to understand exactly what it is that we do. So I think that's really good. And Katrina, it would be, what Cheryl suggests, I don't mind doing that, and it would be good if we got together and so that, our presentations were complementary, they can actually sort of see how each of us addresses a particular situation.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable. Yes, it's a good idea.
Yeah, Katrina and Maureen, I'm delighted with that way forward. It's Cheryl again, but I'm just wondering if you're going to, and I think you need to make a more sort of almost not fully formal, but semi-formal presentation, so the facts are in front of the at-large community in bleedingly obvious detail. I wondered if, Maureen, you might contribute a few fun facts to match the fun facts Katrina will be putting up, and that could either be on a little handout for them to take away or stuck on a slide or something. But, for example, I've noticed the... Where there are there's a known number of CCTLD possibilities, there's a growing number of CCNSO members, and of course that's kind of on par with the number of ALSs. So if you're making the point, for example, Katrina, about how many members are currently in or about to join us maybe at that time, the CCNSO from the CCTLD community, then there could be a second column to that information, which gives the current state of at-large structures, which then sort of might click in the brain boxes of people going, is that sort of what that's all about? Anyway, just a suggestion, but I'll leave it up to you two to do the details on that, I guess. For Maureen, from the ALAC and at-large perspective, I would make our information very light touch and just complementary, not take the approach of trying to engender anything other than, a few fun facts and maybe some parity points. I think this exercise should be more ALAC and at large as opportunity to properly learn about CCNSO.
Mm-hmm. It sounds great.
I think when we finalize our presentation, I'll send it to Maureen and then we can discuss how to maybe put inside slides with ALAC information, and then we just do it in turns. So I tell
that
something
sounds-
else to CCTLD, CCNSO, you tell something about ALAC.
That sounds very wise indeed.
Yeah. Well, let's hope
it
let's hope it will be just as good as it sounds.
Ah, with you two in charge, I have absolutely.
Oh, of course, yes. Absolutely.
Well, that's 25 minutes of 50 gone then, Bart. What are we doing with the next bit? Actually, I'd actually suggest that'll be 30 minutes of 50 gone.
Perhaps, yes. Okay, now Bart had some time to relax.
Yes.
You can...
No, it's more a matter of say, I think we need to spend at that meeting, but that's just my guess. I don't know how to do it, but say we, at least we need to spend some time on say, the internet governance discussions happening in and around the Singapore meeting and looking forward to London and beyond. But that in itself is a complete meeting, and there are so many meetings. So I wonder how to do it, if at all. And then secondly, and maybe say just because if you look at the 45, 50, or 50, 55 minutes we scheduled, so we got 5 minutes of introduction, welcome, 20 minutes on the diversity. I imagine it will be 25, so that's already half an hour gone. Then internet governance is 20, 25 minutes. And that's a short time. Maybe what is say, one of them, and that fits very nicely with say, the other topic I've skipped now, is how to move forward with the cross-community working group, because that's a shared interest at already. And say, there will be more cross-community working groups as well, say, the one on the... the invitation for the country and territory names study group or working group will be out then to the at large as well and to other SOs and ACs. And then you have the whole drafting, by then the draft charter for the, say, principles and cross-community working groups will be available as well.
Cheryl here, but I think that's a wise way forward of rolling those two aspirational points together.
Yeah.
Of course, we already have another small C cross-community working group as opposed to big C cross-community working group working towards the Brazil meeting, which came out of Buenos Aires, and whilst it's a nature of that particular meeting rather than anything else. There is obviously strong local CCTLD operator input into that because of the way that grouping is designed. It's a good example where quite often these things of a sort of more rarefied global nature don't have specific impact on a CCNSO member, and unless it's literally in their door, where kind of is the motivation to get involved is often the question. But that's not the case for the CCNSO Council, whose need to keep a weather eye on the more global aspects of these things is far more relevant and important. So in that conversation, I wondered if the chairs or someone might make that difference that very clear that what happens on the ground in company XYZ in country XYZ is sort of one part of the puzzle, but what may happen in something called ALAC or CCNSO Council specifically might be very different indeed. What do you think about that as well?
I think if we could, and this goes back to say the role of this, and as apart from understanding the difference between the CCNSO and other fora in ICANN or SOs, it's again the difference between local and global, and the role and the limitations of the role of the CCNSO vis-a-vis the CCTLDs.
Do you want to just brief the chairs on that, or to get them to cover off on that, or how do you want to get that?
I think what might be interesting, or maybe say at least so this part is could be say part of the presentation, because that's fairly straightforward from a perspective of say CCTLDs. But say when we get there, maybe that's the end of the presentation. Say that you do say so. What is say if you talk about the policy remits and other things of CCTLDs, you end up what is the CCNSO about, and then it is a natural way forward to take internet governance as and the whole discussion around it as an example.
So I'm inevitably thinking back to the halcyon days of climate change discussions and, thinking globally and acting globally, acting locally being the catch cry. So, okay, all right.
That command is not recognized.
Is that wrong?
Do you think there's any downside with that approach? Is there an admin issue that we should be looking at here? Are we just going to run away with our time? Should we have it more formal? I mean, you know your lot pretty well.
Cheryl, what I think is if you look at say when we so Katrina and Maureen will do the basic introduction. And as part of that, when we start, say, and when Katrina is explaining the difference or explaining the relationship between the CCNSO and individual CCTLDs and what comes with it, we would say, on some parameters, it's a natural, almost a natural handover afterwards to go back and to maybe alluded to something like the internet governance discussion currently taking place, and it's also a natural point to hand it over either to Byron or Keith from the CCNSO and back to Olivier, because he's been leading this cross-community working group.
Okay. Where I'm sort of heading with my question, which I should have actually said to you about rather than Christina, how locked in are we to this being specifically agenda items, or should we make it more sub-points and have a more organic and natural flow so that the chairs any of us, in fact, from this organising little group keep an eye on the time allocation and just prompt that it's probably time to move into the next topic for discussion. I just would hate to see us cut off a really useful conversation and sharing experience because it was 22 minutes over a 20-minute allocation. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yes, yes. But say, it's channeling some, because I think as far as I know, it's at least high on Olivier's agenda is the whole internet governance discussion. It's high on the CC agenda, CCNSO agenda. So and there is a common interest there, how to move forward.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see, for example, somebody who may have a particular passion for one aspect of what we're talking about, feel enough time hasn't been given to, in inverted commas, their interest. And so if we left the whole of the rest of the time, which is another 20 minutes, or
yeah.
15 minutes for that, with 5 minutes for wrap-up?
Yeah.
All right. And perhaps ask either Byron or Olivier in their very first words to say that we're not going to be religiously wedded to the time allocation, but we're hoping that there will be a natural and fairly organic flow from the introduction and getting to know each other part of our work today and into what they hope will be a substantive conversation about some areas of mutual interest, both in the short and long term, that type of blah, blah, blah. That might be good then.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just, for example, Bart, let's share with you why I'm prattling on with this quite so much, and that might help Katrina and Marguerite and to a lesser extent Maureen and Ron understand. In another working group I am currently in, we have, and unfortunately it does include a member of the at-large, a vociferous member of the at-large community. They're basically, you know, somewhere between packing up their bat and ball and going home, or becoming almost troll-like in their behaviour on the list. Because their particular narrow focus passion isn't top priority with the, you know, the other 30 or 40 people discussing a whole lot of issues. So I just want to make sure that can't happen by no expectations of any one individual having, you know, 2 minutes out of 10 minutes for, you know, ever allocated to them for waving their particular banner. I don't know that person, for example, would be engaged in this group, but there's no reason why they may not be, and it's not the sort of flavour I would want this meeting to go down, because we want to show the CCNSO our best, not our warty, nasty arsehole.
No, but I think at the end of the day, you never know how these meetings are run. I think starting with, say, the basic stuff, doing the basics, invites people to think through what is happening and then move on to the more, say, hot topics in around Singapore. That is probably the way forward.
Yeah. The only thing in terms of wrap up, if we might remind the chair, I don't think we'd be able to stop Olivier, but it might be polite to warn Byron that Olivier might want a couple of moments for this. With the at large summit happening in London and 160 odd representatives of various at large structures being gathered together for there. I'm quite sure Olivier would want to have those proceedings and activities open to anyone for the CCNSO who wants to just go and stick their nose in a room and go, what the hell is this all about? And so that sort of you are welcome to attend and be engaged message back to your community might be really important from our perspective as well. So just make sure we've got enough time in it for that.
That's why probably not focusing on internet governance. That's probably that the going back to say, just to wrap up in our session is, and to make clear we've got it right. Say, so it's an introduction, welcome, then presentation on diversity, CCTLD role of local internet community or SIP, and policy remit and the role of ALSs. That will be first. Initially, presentation by Maureen and Katrina, and then go into a kind of discussion, Q&A, whatever, and then slowly moving into, internet governance as an area where you can see the difference between CCTLD's individually and the CCNSO and their respective roles, and the shared interest of at large the ALSs, CCNSO and CCTLDs to create a better of an understanding there.
Yeah, but sometimes in the at large world we call those latter things hot topics. In other words, they're matters that are fore of mind. That they're not necessarily all consuming, but they may even be short term in nature or even urgent in nature. So if you wanted to somehow classify that on the agenda as a hot topic discussion, that might make it clear to our lot what it's all about.
Yeah,
and that it's not another. Another variation on yet another committee that people can get hysterical that they're not engaged in.
Yeah, no, this is just a discussion on the hot topic and not creating one.
Well, you can try. I'm happy with that. You know me, I'm very vociferous. I'd love to hear what everyone else wants to say about it.
Katrina, you're comfortable with this?
I'm happy with it.
Maureen?
This is Maureen. I'm very happy.
Yep.
Yes, very happy.
Thank you. Yeah. Yep, Maureen.
Ron?
Yes, I'm happy with it.
Margarita, are you there?
Hi, Margarita. I apologize.
Oh, Margarita. Yeah.
Hi, Christina. So I think we got a reasonable schedule now.
The fact that we've only got three bullet points instead of four makes me even happier.
Yeah. The only thing is, but at large will, or ALAC will receive the invitation to participate in the cross-community working group on the use of country and territory names.
Yeah, but then we can highlight that in our conversation, but that does give our liaisons something to follow up on this meeting with almost immediately.
Yeah.
And all I can say is, Bart, Maureen is going to do her best to ensure that the ALAC collect you a more engaged group of people. Then I was able to collect you for the study group because there were five names put forward in addition to mine, you will remember.
It was five
regional, and you got me always and one other, I think, on three or four occasions. Olivier is not happy with that, I can assure you.
Okay. I have nothing more. I will send notes around tomorrow morning my time. Let's take it from there. And if you agree, please confirm, and then we'll send it round to the respective chairs so they know what's happening.
Yep. But can you have a stab at penning the preamble, which talks about 12:30 to one luncheon and
I'll include it.
Terrific, thanks a lot. Okay, let's wrap that up. Maureen, good luck with the minister. Maureen has extremely exciting news coming out of her country today. So she might share that privately with you all on our little list. But yay, Maureen, I think is what I want to say. Go for it, girl. Talk to you later, everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.